Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I thought it was Don't Bring Me Down, Bruce.
Ah, yeah, very much like that one.
Kind of felt that way, at least.
Don't bring me down, Bruce.
Great song.
Chiefs and Cowboys official on Thanksgiving Day.
Better believe it.
At least it's going to be a good game on Thanksgiving Day. Well, at least the Chiefs will be good on Thanksgiving Day. The Dallas Browns will be ass. But at least we'll have something fun to watch. Because a lot of these Thanksgiving Day games become, you know, tryptophan sleep comas after a while because they're never any good. So it's exciting. We get a good game on Thanksgiving Day. Hopefully a good game on Thanksgiving Day.
325 CBS.
Who do the Lions play? Did they release that yet?
Rumor does not have it.
Oh, yet. Darn it.
Dang it. So speaking of rumor has it, Travis Kelce could be his last year. A few things came out in the last couple of days. I saw an article the other day that says Travis Kelce's lost up to 25 pounds.
I saw that. He was on, what was he? He was on something on Amazon or something, something strange yesterday.
So obviously that's been a talking point because everyone's like, oh, he's gotten heavier. He's getting older. Like he looks out of shape. Man. That article comes out.
That's a lot of weight.
He's getting ready to go, man. He's ready to roll. He last season, last dance, some people are calling it. Then something I've been to, it's been going on for the last 2 years, is Kelce Jam, right? Bonner Springs,
heck
big
yeah,
event.
Huh?
Kelce goes out there, acts a fool because that's what we want to see.
It's awesome.
We want to see these guys show their real colors. I went there 2 years ago to see him and Rick Ross.
Yeah.
Tech Nine.
I was there as well.
It was great.
It was fantastic.
The smells were immaculate.
Oh,
I thought
yeah.
There was about 4 or 5 dead skunks somewhere close.
That's it?
I mean, within my vicinity. And I mean, it was a great show. It was packed. Kelce was, you know, out there slamming fake trophies, lugeing beers off the trophy.
That's awesome.
He was in a full denim outfit. This is pre-Tay, you know.
Oh yeah, pre-Tay.
This is Bachelor Travis.
Machine Gun Kelly performed. That
no
was
doubt.
Cool.
No, he was with Kayla Nicole. Just she'll let you know.
Oh, you're right. She will let you know.
So, a lot of things I like to do the older I get is try to find tea leaves and stories. Because you like to see if you can see things happening because of what shows have done to us. Whether it was Breaking Bad, where you go back and like, oh, that's right. Season 2, they had that moment where this happened, and that's why this is happening now. So yesterday, Kelce Jam is planning ahead for 2026. There will be no Kelce Jam this year.
Focusing on football, I would imagine. Getting in his playbook!
Although we'll miss being with you this year, we're taking this time to gear up for an even bigger, better, and more unforgettable experience next summer.
So Taylor's going to perform at Kelce Jam.
Stay tuned for exciting updates and announcements. We can't wait to celebrate with you again soon.
How do you get it even bigger? You got a Taylor part of this thing, right?
And you have a retirement party?
Yeah.
Is that, you know, not this year. We're going to take a break. We're going to focus everything on football. We're going to come back, middle finger the league that said I was washed and then I'm done. And
you
then I'm not the same
you
guy.
You pronounce Carrington and Rob wrong, not the league.
And they announced yesterday no Kelce Jam this summer. They're going to wait until next year to have a bigger and an even better and a more exciting time. See you in 2026. I see that as this is my last year in football. I'm going to focus I'm going to focus on the things that, you know, I need to get down and done with. And then next year in the summer, I ain't going to have football anymore, and I'm going to go nuts. We're going to have this huge retirement party. Like you said, maybe there's a chance, if they're still together, that she's there, and they bring all the stars out. Mahomes comes out. They have this huge party at Kelce Jam, and it's a massive crowd, massive ticket sale, and that's the way I look at it, as is this is the swan song season. Hell, he's playing on Thanksgiving and Christmas and in Brazil.
Well, yeah. Right? I mean, it is the swan song, obviously, for Travis. But what I think makes Kelce Jam bigger next year, and I don't know if this is a possibility, do you do it during the World Cup? Because we got about a month where this city is going to be locked and loaded with the World Cup. Is that one of those events that you put on in kind of concert with the World Cup, so to speak? Or do you wait till the World Cup's over and you do Kelce Jam at Arrowhead and have your going away retirement party, Kelce Jam at Arrowhead, right before the start of the season next year, right when the World Cup wraps up? Now, it may be difficult with timing next year because the World Cup is in July, right? And that's right around kind of when training camp starts. So it may be tough to, and they're not going to do anything in that stadium beforehand concert-wise because of the World Cup. And obviously this summer there's no concerts and whatnot because they're getting the stadium ready for the World Cup. But I think it would be cool if to take yours and then put it on steroids and do it at Arrowhead and have a Kelce Jam 2026, the retirement tour, and have like Taylor and, you know, all the folks that live here in town. Who is it that lives over there on Ward Parkway? Rihanna.
Ooh.
Taylor, Rihanna, all of them, you know, kind of perform and then, you know, mix in a few of Travis's favorite artists and seriously, bill it as Travis's retirement party and we're all invited at Arrowhead Stadium. You don't think that would be something that would be absolutely awesome to be a part of? Travis's retirement party, Kelce Jam 2026 at Arrowhead?
Yes.
The only thing is timing. You got to find out when that World Cup ends, and then we probably will have a couple of weeks in between. Maybe the grounds crew doesn't want the stage on there before the start of the season, but who the hell cares? Let's do it, man. We have Garth Brooks out there in August.
Who's also to say that T-Mobile can't play a part? And then you have two different areas of like watch party and the courtyard.
You have it at
T-Mobile. Then you spill everything over. He does a little roundabout tour that sort of stuff. Obviously, not as many seats are sold at T-Mobile that you could sell at Arrowhead. But again, if you say the time is an issue, I think they have plenty of options. Plus, Bonner Springs, you can get a ton of people
you can
in that place.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about making it like having it as his retirement party and doing it. That would be special. It really would. That would be one of those like must have to go to events, you know, in Kansas City, the Jackson Victory Tour. If they build it as Travis's retirement party starring Taylor Swift, I mean, good luck getting a ticket at that point in time because Ticketmaster will screw that up.
314 says, got to have the Beastie Boys there.
Yeah.
Have to.
Absolutely. Two of them.
Yeah, it's true. What's left?
R.I.P.
Two of the Beastie Boys are dead.
One of them is.
Frank Sinatra died on this date in 1998.
Oh, wow.
Old Blue Eyes.
Yeah.
1998?
Yeah, 98. Same day Dwight Gooden pitched a perfect game for the Yankees. Sinatra died.
And then he went and got high. Boomer has it. Another one. Where would you have been if I didn't tell you week three Thursday Night Football has been announced? Dolphins at Bills.
Ooh.
What?
Hey.
You don't believe in Tua?
Oh, no, that team's going to be bad.
Last season, Orchard Park?
It's going to be bad.
Already selling season tickets to the new stadium?
Yeah, it's going to be a bad football
team. And snow shovels?
Yikes.
Oof. We do talk about Travis Kelce and the announcement. I thought of something yesterday, and it rattled my brain. We did a lot of conversations about Belichick and Brady, who was the main culprit, right? Was it Belichick? Was it Brady?
Mm-hmm.
And that texter yesterday is going to hate this Mahomes comp, because here it is again. So when Brady went to Tampa, and now we're seeing what Bill's going through, a lot of us have jumped to the side of it might have been 70% Tom Brady. Maybe that's egregious. 35% Tom Brady, generational talent, winner, controls the football every time he touches it. Bill Belichick was the defensive mindset that kind of runs that sort of the field. And what was the debate? Who's going to be better without who, right? So if this is Travis Kelce's last year, this will be the last year that Mahomes and Kelce will be on the field together. Mahomes has not had anybody besides Travis Kelce as his number one tight end option.
Yep.
Mac, how many yards has Travis Kelce had in the entire time that Patrick Mahomes has been the quarterback?
Over 8,251 yards.
That's a lot of yards.
That's a lot of yards.
How many touchdowns has Travis Kelce had in the last 7 years?
8,251. Is that just regular season numbers?
Yeah, we're just looking at, yeah.
So in 7 years, he's over 1,000 yards per season with Patrick Mahomes. And washed!
Yeah.
Yes, and then you ask touchdowns?
Yeah.
Oh, it's pretty good, too. 55.
Washed!
55 touchdowns in those 7 years, 8,251 yards.
I don't know, Rob. If you look at it, he probably should have had about 8,500 yards and 60 touchdowns. He had a couple of drops in there.
Mahomes in his career has thrown for how many touchdowns?
245.
Okay. And how many yards has Patrick thrown for? A
little over 32,000.
Okay.
32,352.
Percentage-wise, Travis Kelce to Patrick Mahomes, touchdown-wise?
22% of his touchdowns, almost 26% of his yards have been to Travis Kelce.
I would have expected more.
So we're going to just...
I know it is, but I would have expected more.
Yeah.
So 8,251 yards and 55 touchdowns for Travis Kelce with Patrick Mahomes. That is stupid.
With Tyreek Hill's on this team for three or four of these
correct.
Years.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Right. That's still with
and
that.
That's when Travis Kelce truly was at his best because that, and that's why we're going back to these deep threats, you know?
So
get Travis open.
Yes. Is it fair to have the conversation of what Mahomes will be without Travis Kelce? Will he still continue to be this generational, we've never seen before type of quarterback, now going to be 30 this year? And then after this year, no more Travis Kelce. No more guy that you found for 22% of your touchdowns and 26% of your yardage goes to one individual.
Oof. Did anybody have that guy in New England? Like, did Tom have that guy in New England that
when
was
got,
that
when
big?
When he got Gronk, and I could do the numbers at a different time, but when he got Gronk, it was like a different Tom.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
And he had the year with Randy Moss.
Yeah.
Record-breaking year. Other than those other years, Tom was good. Tom went to Tampa and had Chris Godwin and Mike Evans and a good offense there, had weapons. Threw for 5,000 yards, 40 touchdowns.
Didn't really get his guy, though, until later in his career. Patrick got his guy at the beginning of his career. And
correct.
So Tom, when he was younger, was playing with, you know, a bunch of dudes and whatnot, and then got his guy Gronk later on his career. The script obviously has been switched for Patrick Mahomes, but that's why it's so important with these pack camps that go on to form that rapport. So when Travis does age out, you don't have the, oh my God, what are we going to do? It's just that next guy that steps up. And will there be a obviously there's going to be a big loss without Travis Kelce. Nobody's going to deny that. But if we believe that Patrick Mahomes is the guy that he is, we shouldn't worry about that.
I don't think worry would be on my mind. It's just like, who now will be that next guy, right? Like, that's a lot of yards, a lot of touchdowns.
There may not be that next guy.
And if there isn't, then are we going to finally see maybe what is a new renovated style of offense where, you know, a lot of people are advocating, I want to see the boom. I want to see the deep shots. I want to see that. Travis Kelce, obviously, at the age of 35, will be 36 this season. Not going to be a downfield threat, but going to be more of a lockdown threat. Like, he's going to be your third and short, third and medium, inside the 10-yard line, look for 87. Get those type of yards, get those type of plays. But I am interested to see what Mahomes will do once the Travis Kelce chapter is ended. The reason we go back to this is because the announcement of Kelce Jam, they're going to take this summer off and next year do a huge party, which to me screamed, hey, this is me basically telling you ahead of time, this is probably my last year, and if it is, we're going to have us a big party next year. And I'm thinking to myself, outside of that, where are we going to see Patrick Mahomes go? Will we see the same explosiveness? I think that's obviously there. Will we see the trusted option that he's had for 7 years as a starter, now eight this year? I'm interested. Will it be Rice? Will it be Worthy? Will it be player not named? But 8,000,
maybe a dude that's in college at this point in time. We don't know, you know?
But 8,251 yards, 55 touchdowns to Travis Kelce alone with Patrick Mahomes, who's thrown for 32,245 touchdowns. Again, 26% of his yardage has gone to 87 and 22% of his touchdowns.
And you can't expect to have the same thing, right? And that's why I just get so aggravated when people are like, oh, we got to get a tight end to replace Travis Kelce. No, you don't. You don't need to try to replace people. When you try to replace people and keep that thing going and you try to find a carbon copy or somebody that's going to do something the same as the other, you don't work. It doesn't work that way. Travis Kelce is a unique, unique, unique football player, right? And all of these tight ends that have come after Travis Kelce have molded their game because of what Travis Kelce brings to the party. He's a unicorn, man. Like, we can't go out there and say, all right, we got to find this tight end. end. It's got to be the, no, it does not have to be the tight end. Hell, it may be a running back. It may be a wide receiver. It may be a slot receiver. We don't know who that guy is going to be. And you just have to let it take shape. You just have to let it happen. You can't go out there and say, this is going to be our guy. Because when you do that, A, the pressure is intense, and B, it's going to fail. You've got to let it generically just kind of take place and see what happens with this whole thing. And so I think it could be Rashee Rice. Maybe it's Xavier Worthy. It just doesn't matter who that guy is going to be. Patrick will get this thing figured out once Travis is gone.
Some quick math here. Tom Brady, 39,670 yards from 2010 to 2018. Those are the years that Gronk was in New England. Little over, almost a little under 8,000 yards for Gronk there. 19.8% of Tom Brady's yards.
So less to Gronk, huh?
Yeah,
than what Travis did.
Kelce was a little over 22%, yeah. So yeah, 2.5% difference or so.
Yeah, and that's a big difference.
It's a huge difference.
Yeah, it's a big
huge.
Difference. It is a big difference. But when you have a guy like 87 and he's always open, why wouldn't you throw it to him all the time?
Who, Gronk?
Yes.
Yeah. Exactly.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No.
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
Take it away, Eminem.
It's really 6% difference, over 25% of his yards. 22% was the touchdowns for Kelce. So, yeah, a massive difference as far as yards. I bet Gronk has a bigger percentage of the touchdowns. I'll do that math later.
Yeah.
He's got way more touchdowns. One
that
word.
Math.
You know me. Yeah, let's take some.
Yep.
One word on Hunter Renfrow. It's kind of been a vibe killer, as Dusty said earlier, a buzz kill as well to this offense.
Who?
Is that the word?
Never heard of him.
Yeah. Time. It's time. Yeah, I can't waste my time thinking about that guy anymore.
Yeah, it's time to DFA. It's DFA is an acronym, yep, of one word, of many words, but it is, my one word is DFA. It's DFA. Time, just addition by subtraction. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, I was telling you off the air, but when he goes up to bat, I'm like, all right, go get a drink. Let me go to the bathroom.
Honey,
like,
do you need anything?
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't even know he played last night.
He's like crucial inning,
yeah,
buzz killing double play. No, he had a double that he thought was a home run that he stared at in the batter's box. Maybe he's surprised he made contact.
Little to no offense for Hunter Renfrow, who's showing a lot of offense over there in the minors. Caglione, one word.
Can I just jump in real quick? I know it's easy to pick on Hunter Renfrow, but like, we spent more time on him today than we had on Bubich, who had 9 strikeouts and gave up 1 run. Like, why do we do this in sports radio? And in life in general, like, we like to focus on the negative. Like, we should have spent more time talking about Chris Bubich and not wasting our breath on Hunter Renfrow. You know,
I would say
why don't we talk about Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, I would say if we won that game too, maybe we talk about Bubich.
Yeah, it's a 13-second game losing the AFC Championship game to Cincinnati.
Josh Allen played great. It's like, no, the Bills radio wasn't talking about that.
No,
that
they
day.
Weren't. Yeah. They weren't. But I mean, it's a baseball game in the middle of the year.
Totally
you're building your pitching staff, and Bubich is one of those guys that was drafted, left for dead. Nobody thought he was going to be anything. Rebirthed his career last year. Really rebirthed his career this year. But I understand people like to talk about the negative and whatnot. But man, that performance by Bubich last night, Boobalicious, baby.
Boobalicious. Got the news today. The Chiefs, they're the holiday football team. That's what it is this year. They're playing on Thanksgiving, 3:30 on CBS Kansas City time in Jerry World against the Dallas Cowboys. One word on the Chiefs on Turkey Day.
Destruction.
I like it.
Great. Thanksgiving is football day. That's when football is watched and family is together, and you can get away from your Uncle Jerry if you need to at that time period to go watch the game. Be like, Chiefs are playing. No politics, no religion, no love lost, no
do
talk.
Do the same thing on Christmas, just, too.
exactly.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think so. I think Christmas is not meant for football. I think Christmas is different.
That's fair.
You don't leave to go to the game at 6:30 for a 7 o'clock start. You got to leave at like 3 o'clock. You got to get there early, get your spot, get set up. Just because it's 7 o'clock at night doesn't mean that you get there at 6:30.
You still got Uncle Jerry railing about politics, though, and you need to get away from that guy, so...
First down and 10, Uncle Jerry, look. One word on The MLB made this announcement last night or yesterday that Pete Rose, Shoeless Joe Jackson, and others will be removed from the permanently ineligible list for the Hall of Fame. One word.
June. We are approaching June on the sports calendar. So now should he be in is a legitimate argument for everybody. I don't think Pete will get into the Hall of Fame. They weren't the only two, him and Shoeless Joe. There's like 16 other guys that were off the banned list. Nobody that you'd ever heard of before. But what does that do for movies like 8 Men Out and Field of Dreams?
Raised from the dead, that is, because everyone always said my entire life that Pete Rose would get inducted into the Hall of Fame when he dies. And now he is dead. He had said, I don't ever want to get in. Don't even put me in when I've passed away. Those are my wishes. Nobody in baseball likes Pete Rose because of his legacy, how it ended. Now, in a spiteful world of what they've had their entire career, Pete Rose, now they do exactly what he doesn't want and has no say. So they've raised Pete Rose from the dead. They'll put him in the Hall of Fame. Boomer
has it. Oh.
This is a good one.
Okay. Ooh.
Jordan Love and the Packers will open the season at home against Goff and the Lions on Sunday, September 7th at 4:25. See, the benefits of that Friday game. Now you get to watch the Packers and Lions locked in week one.
Love that. That'll be great.
That's a, you said three, what time?
Three, yeah, 3:25.
3:25. Yep.
September 7th, opening weekend of the NFL.
Opening week, baby.
That's right after the witching hour, the first witching hour of the season.
Yes. Yeah.
With Scott.
All your parlays are Scott screwed. Hansen. You're chasing. You're chasing that NFC
And by
North.
Then, Missouri still won't have legal sports gambling.
You don't think so? Isn't it supposed to start?
No.
Well, based on listening to that thing yesterday, as you did with me, the Missouri House of Representatives yesterday, I'm surprised anything gets done. I really am. Like, we listened to that thing yesterday, and I'm like,
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is shame.
Embarrassing.
Yeah.
No, I was kind of shocked at that, how embarrassing that was. I've got one more quick one word if you want me to fit it in. Game 5 of the Celtics-Knicks. Series is not over, even though it's over. One word.
Interest. I want to see if the Knicks can shut the door.
Right? 6 is my number. 6, because I think it's going to a game 6. I think the Knicks close it out at home.
I think tonight's a must-win for Boston.
It is.
With that, we come back with the ultimate sport.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.